Okay. All right, so we're continuing the Birkas HaShachar, and we discussed the first part of the Birkas HaShachar. What's the last bracha? The last bracha is Baruch Atah Hashem. We said that Elokeinu Melech HaManoseh LaYa'if Koyach, which is the last bracha, doesn't mean the Ya'if in the morning, that you're tired when you wake up in the morning, you give me Koyach now, first your Koyach is in the day. It means the opposite. It means HaNoseh LaYa'if when you're tired at night, you're worn out, whatever happened went wrong, you know, during the day, a person's worn out emotionally, worn out physically, they can't continue. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu has the matana of a good night's sleep that a person can get up and do new things in the morning, right? And you could look at a gemara, a sugya new. You could look at an Indian in business, in work, whatever's going on, in a new light. That's a koyach of HaNoisin La Ya'if Koyach. A person's a Ya'if, tired. He's tired out, and it gives koyches, new koyches. That's that bracha. Okay. Now the next bracha is Baruch Atah Hashem Elokeinu Melech Haolam Hamavir Sheina Me'enai Usnuma Me'af Apoy. That means the person's Mavir Sheina, he takes his sleep out of his own, he takes sleep, tiredness, from my eyes. And Sheina and Snuma are both words for sleep. So you take the sleep out of my eyes. And you also snuma. So it's two levels of sleep. The deep sleep, you get me out of my deep sleep, and then you get me out of my, you know, lower level sleep until I can now start my day. Okay, that's Taka referring to getting out of your sleep. Okay, now after that we say Yiratzen, and this Yiratzen has many fascinating components. And let's go through this Yiratzon a little bit. Now, also halachically speaking, the Yiratzon ends with a bracha of Baruch Atah Hashem. Gimel Chasadim Tovim LaAmo Yisrael. Now, normally you don't have a bracha. You don't have a bracha that ends with a baruch, that doesn't start with baruch. Right? Normally every baruch and the end starts in the Sikha Alamichya. Baruch Atah Hashem, Akeinu Melech Haolam, Alamichya V'Alakachol, and Baruch Atah Hashem, Alaretz V'Alamichya. So every time you end the baruch, you also start with the baruch. So here you say, Baruch Atah Hashem, Goy Melech Chasadim Tovim, Goy Melech Chasadim Tovim, but it didn't start with baruch, it started with Yiratzon. So it's a strange baruch. So that's why, halachically, we consider to a certain degree that Mavir Sheina is part of the bracha of Yiratzon. That's why when you're saying it, you don't say Amen in between. It's considered basically one bracha in between both of them, okay? Now, this bracha has things that very often you don't find that we daven for these type of things that are mentioned in this bracha over here. Okay? It says like this. Yiratzon b'fanecha, Hashem Elokeinu Melkei Avosei. Shetargilenu b'sayir asecha. Let's just translate as you should get us accustomed to learning Torah v'dabkeinu, and you should allow us to cling to your mitzvahs. What? You don't ask in such explicit terms that Hashem should give us all these things. You know why? Because normally you got to do it yourself. Hakol bidei shemayim, chutz miyira shemayim. Normally, your decisions on your ruchnius are up to you to make. A person can't say, Hashem, listen, I'm going to sleep tonight. If you want me to wake up for chakras, wake me up. Good night. You can't do that. You gotta set your alarm and be committed to waking up in the morning, right? So this tefillah is a very interesting tefillah. First of all, what does it mean, Targilenu b'sayir asecha? We'll have to understand what that means. Normally, you say, Tilamdenu b'sayir asecha, or Tavinenu, you know, we should understand learning. This language of Targilenu, you should get accustomed in the habit of learning, is a strange lashon. Furthermore, V'dabkenu b'mitzvah asecha, excuse me, and then it says, Al tivienu lo lidei chet, v'lo lidei avira, v'avayin, v'lo lidei nisayayin, and all these things. So what's going on over here with this Nusach HaBracha. We're asking Hashem to get us out of the Yetzer Hara. I mean, okay? So let's start with the basic concept. What is the purpose of this bracha, of this Yiratzen? Okay? The idea of this Yiratzen is as follows. In the morning when a person wakes up in the morning, a person is at a crossroads. Today is a new day, like we just said. I have a new day. Whatever I did yesterday is not going to affect what I do today. Whatever I did tomorrow, every day is different. So today is its own crossroad. So now, a person, at this point, when he's starting the day, is going to decide to himself, which path am I going on? Every day is a new decision on which path you're going to be on today. You're going to just go on the old path and get stuck in your old ways, if your ways are Yetzirah, or are you going to be able to continue on a new way? So this marks the first decision that a person has to make in the morning. Okay? And this tefillah was niskan so that to help a person make that decision and make that bechira, that what I want to do today is I want to go on the good path. And we know, okay, so based on that, let's go one thing at a time.
That's why it's dafka put in by that bracha.
That's why it's dafka right here. Maver Shena, I'm waking up, and now Yiratzon, as I'm waking up, I'm making the following bakasha. I just woke up, Hashem. I just woke up, and I'm deciding today what I want. So the first thing is that a person has to decide v'targilenu b'sar asecha. Why? Because really, at this point, a person doesn't have to ask Hashem to help me love learning. A person doesn't have to ask Hashem, give me hatzlacha in my learning. You know why? Because the nefesh, the Vilna Gaon Siddur says, because the nefesh of a yid, be'etzem, deep down, yesh lo rotzon v'tshuka lilimud haTorah. A person, if he would be in touch with his neshama, would understand his tshuka for learning. The problem is that we get used to other things, and those things dull our senses to be able to appreciate Torah. So therefore, what you're asking is Hashem, I'm starting a new day, allow me to get used to, in the habit of learning. If what I'm busy with is learning, I'm going to love learning. I just have to get busy with it. So I'm starting the day to tell me that So at the beginning of the day, you're asking Hashem a new bracha. I want today to be a day that learning is going to be my thing. And if learning is my thing, then I'm going to enjoy the learning. Okay? Now, that's the first tefillah that a person has to make. Okay, but again, the yisoid is that a person starts his day. This is the Siddur Gros says. He says, you start the day, you're at a crossroads, im latoib, im lara, akinanu mavakshim tekef, targilein v'sar asecha. Why? The shetihia haschala toiva, v'yakol toiv. And we start this bracha right in the beginning of the day because you wanna start the day right. If you start the day right, then everything else will follow suit. Because everything goes basada haschala. So we're starting the day and we want the day to start off right. So the way to start off the day right is right after we wake up, Maver Shena, Targileinu b'sar asecha. Let what I should be busy with today is Torah, and therefore I'll end up loving the Torah, and that will keep me on the straight path. Okay, it's brought down. He brings down from the Vilna Gaon here, by the way, that he would say, "Achar shomer maver sheina tzarch levakish makadosh baruch hu sheyishmar einav shleistaklu ba'avera." Part of what you ask him for is because Chazal tell us, "Loisasur achar levavchem achar einechem." Don't be dragged after your eyes and your heart. And the Rashi says there that the eyes of a person catches attention and that takes them off the derech. So how does a person protect themselves from that? How does a person protect themselves from being taken off on the wrong way? So the person has to make sure that he doesn't get caught up with anything bad. So what's the biggest shmira from that? Is learning. A person's oisek in learning. You see the Rambam at the end of Hilchos, I think in Mikvois, he says that even though mikvah is physically the way a person can get out of tumah v'tahara, in a person's mind, the way he can mitire his mind is putting his mind in the Yam HaTalmud. You don't have to jump into a yam, put your mind in the Yam HaTalmud, and being in learning helps a person. I remember I one time asked Chaim Pinchas Scheinberg, is that what's an etza for a person who's walking in the street that he should have a shmira from seeing any bad things? So Scheinberg said, before you leave your house, your Beis Medrash, wherever you're leaving from, before you leave, have a kasha that you're working on in your head. Something in learning. If you're thinking in learning, if you're thinking about hara, vart, kasha, then you're not going to be caught up with anything else that you see. So, therefore, at the beginning of the day, a person says, targileinu b'sarasecha, be accustomed to the learning, then that protects you from anything else that bad that can happen. Because if a person doesn't see anything bad, the person's not going to go off on the wrong path. So this is the inyan to start off the day right. Everything's achad aschala. And if you start everything right, then your whole day will be good. How do you start it right? To make sure you don't do any avaris, it's targileinu b'sarasecha. And that you go with, you start with that. That's the first inyan. Now, after that we ask, Al tivienu, do not bring us loyli dechet, v'loyli de avera v'avod. Hashem, don't bring us to a chet and to an avera. So first of all, there's one kasha, is that what's a bigger chiddush, that a person shouldn't come to a chet or the person shouldn't come to an avera v'avod? Now, avera v'avoin is a lashon of mezid, on purpose. Chet is a lashon of shoygig. So what's a bigger chiddush? That a person shouldn't come to an avera or the person shouldn't come to a chet? It's a bigger chiddush that you shouldn't even come to chet. Yeah. So it's a bigger chiddush that you shouldn't come to chet. So normally, you should daven the other way. You daven for the smaller thing and then the bigger thing. So normally you should daven al tivienu li de avera v'avoin, don't let me do mezid, and even lo li de chet, and don't even let me come to do chet. So why do we switch around the order? It's not the proper order, lo li de chet, but it's the same idea that we're saying. Because how does a person come to doing an avera v'avoin? It's only because he first did a chet. The Yitzhar can't get you to go, okay, go be a Russia now. No, but the Yitzhar can tell you, stop being so careful. And now, by accident, you ended up in the wrong place at the wrong time. All right, you weren't that careful. You lost your shmira. Next thing you know, you're going to start doing avera v'avoin. So the way to be mispal is Hashem, is that since we're talking here, this is the path to choose to set up your day that you should be protected and do the right thing. So the ikar protection is chet, lo li de chet. And because you'll protect me from chet, memela, I won't come li de avera v'avoin either. That's the thing. Now, lemaisa, okay, v'lo l'dei nisayon, a person shouldn't come to a test. Now, obviously, right, a lot of people have these shilas, okay? They say that ikar way that a person's going to reach a high madrega in Yiras Hashem and Avodas Hashem is through fulfilling nisayonis, passing a test. So maybe a person should look for tests and figure out ways to pass. And by doing that, you'll now reach higher levels. But you see from this tefillah that that's not the case. A person is not supposed to look in ways to challenge themselves in a risky fashion. Of course, you got to push yourself. But don't, the pshat is like, you know, don't go to a place and say, well, I'm going to see if I can hold back and not look anywhere. You don't do that. You don't put yourself in a nisayon. Okay. Now, the big question on this whole tefillah is that how can you ask Hashem that He shouldn't put you in, make you do a chet? Like we said, Hakobi de Shemaim, Chutz Meir Shemaim, you got to make your own bechira. That's the whole point of bechira. Hashem's not going to choose for you. You've got to make your bechira. However, we say that that's not true, because the Gemara in Kiddushin tells us that b'chol yoyim v'yoyim, Yitzroi shel Adam is gabra alav. Vilmola Kadosh Baruch Hu Oizrai Eino Yacholai. That the Gemara says that the Yetzer Hara person is so strong that without Hashem's help, Vilmola Kadosh Baruch Hu Oizrai, if Hashem would not help you overcome the Yetzer Hara, Eino Yacholai, you wouldn't be able to combat the Yetzer Hara. That's what Chazal tells us. So you see that Fakir, the only way to beat the Yetzer Hara, the only way to beat the Yetzer Hara is by asking Hashem for help. Okay? So Lamaisa, you see, it's not the case. So we have to see why is that so. So first of all, the mechanics is, the Chazon Ish says this, the Chazon Ish says that by you davening for to Hashem for Siyata Deshmaya in your Avodas Hashem, that's Gufa your Bechira. You're now showing what you want. Okay, so once you did Bechira, now Hashem can help you for the rest. The Ikar in Avodas Hashem is the Bechira. It's not the actual doing or not doing. The Ikar in Avodas Hashem is the Bechira to do. What ends up happening is like, you can say, listen, I'm making Bechira now to eat kosher. I'm going to go to the butcher. I'm going to do everything I can. Now, it could be that the butcher messed up. And he's giving you, and back in the shlach toys, they made a mistake and it got into your package, treif meat. Right? So for you to fulfill the mitzvah, or an avera, the Chovei Salvava says, is not biyodcha at all. It's not biyodcha. The only thing which is biyodcha is the bechira, to do it or not to do it. The Chovei Salvava says, is that the ikar schar that you're going to get is for the bechira to choose or not to choose. Because to actually protect yourself from avera, to do a mitzvah, you could be boicher to put on tefillin, and you can find out the last day of your life you're tefillin apostle all these years. So there's nothing that you can do to do a mitzvah. All that you can do to do a mitzvah is do the bechira to do the mitzvah. To the point that the Matzisio Solomon said one time in Gevalda Kashtikel that. Since the ikar schar for any mitzvah is the bechira to do the mitzvah, because without the bechira, then you can't actually do the mitzvah. The whole Indian is the bechira. So he said, but by us, by a person who's mitzvah sanashim milumada, a person is does mitzvahs by rote. Gets in the morning, gets dressed, he gets his undershirt, sits, he doesn't even know what he's doing, goes in the morning, tefillin, daf. He's just doing everything by rote. So he's the opposite of this. He's only doing the mitzvah, he's not doing any bechira. Because he's not choosing to do it. He's just doing it because he's used to doing it. So a person has to get in the habit, a person has to realize that get the habit of not being in the habit of it. A person has to work on themselves to realize that they're doing a mitzvah and be bechira every morning. Today I want to put on tefillin. Today I want to daven. Because that's the ikar schar you're going to get. It's for the bechira. The stronger the bechira. So the Chazon Ish says is that the bechira of a person, the tefillah of a person to do the mitzvah, that's your bechira. Your yoytze, your bechira with that. I was bechir b'toiv now. So now Kadosh Baruch Hu can help me with the rest. So the siyata d'shmaya is through the tefillah. The tefillah is the greatest oifen of bechira. Now the Chazon Ish goes even further with a moridik achidish. Chazon Ish asks Akasha that how is it ever shayich, according to this, listen to this, this is Gshmak HaShtikl. Chazon Ish asks Akasha, that how is it ever shayich for a person to daven for someone else's ruchnias? So, I could daven for myself, because that's my bechira. Right? How could I daven for Hashem to help me in ruchnias? Do it yourself. You have to do bechira, daven. Hashem, help me. So the Chazon Ish says, your tefillah is your bechira. That's how you're choosing. You're showing Hashem, this is what you want. So you're yet to bechira with that. But fret the Chazon Ish, if that's the case, how do you daven for someone else to it? How do you daven for someone else to be matzliach in their ruchnias? Yeah, if they daven for it, but what does it have to do with I daven for it? So Zok the Chazon Ish is that through Arvus, since everyone in Yisrael at Har Sinai was given Arvus, says one person in Klal Yisrael can make a Bechira for someone else in Klal Yisrael. That's the Chazon Ish says. There's a Bechira for Klal, as a member of Klal Yisrael, is that there was a Kiyum of Bechira. There was a Kiyum of Bechira on behalf of this person. So since it's like a din, since there was Kiyum of Bechira on behalf of this person, now Hashem can help you. do the rest. Really, really, Hashem is really giving you everything. For you to do a mitzvah, you need Siyata Deshmaya. No, but Hashem doesn't give you Siyata Deshmaya if there's no Bechira. But says the Chazon Ish, if someone else does the Bechira on your behalf, that also counts. This is his Chiddush. So this is the idea. So this tefillah, you're starting off the day, it's an Inyan of Arvos. Yeah, yeah. So the idea of this tefillah is a Merzika tefillah. Yiratzen. We're up to this tefillah. Yiratzen by Birkas HaShachar. The idea of this tefillah is, I'm starting off my day. If I don't make a Bechira now, that I want to do mitzvahs and Torah today, then I'm not going to get Siyata Deshmaya. Because I can't get Siyata Deshmaya if I don't do Bechira. So where am I? You wake up, you know. So where are you doing your bechira through this tefillah? This tefillah is saying, Hashem, this is what I want from you. I want that you should help me in my ruchnias. Oh, so now you talk at the bechira today. That's why it's a connection with Mavrishena. Mavrishena meinai. Then now I wake up in the morning. It's a new haschala. I got to make a new bechira today. I want to be boicher in mitzvahs. So by me asking Hashem to help me, I'm being boicher to be in all these inyanim. And Memela, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is able to help me now overcome the Yitzhar. Okay? That's why you're allowed to ask, Al Tivyenu Loli Dechet, Hashem, don't bring us to Anavera. That's the idea of it. Okay? Now, why did Hashem make the world this way? It's a pretty strange idea if you think about it. The whole purpose of the world is to do the Ratzon Hashem, but you can't really do it because without Siyata Deshmaya, you would never beat the Yitzhar. So you always need Siyata Deshmaya, but the purpose of the world is to beat it. So like, why did Hashem make the world in such a strange way that the whole tachas of the world you can never really do without Him? So in the Sefer Shechaim, he brings down a pshat that you should know that even in the area that it says a kovidei shemayim chutz mir shemayim, still you need Hashem. Hagufa. Even though this is the area which is not beyond Hashem, still you can't do it yourself. That's what he says. Okay, but Rav Shach in the Hakdama to Avi Ezri says a murdik of Shach in this inyan. Rav Shach says like this, that if a person could defeat the Yetzer Hara, then when he does defeat the Yetzer Hara, then he'll die. Because what's the point of him living now at this point? He already did his mission. He beat the Yetzer Hara. Done. He has no more in his life. The whole purpose of living, Bikesh Yaakov Leishiv B'Shalva, because Yaakov Avinu didn't want to have to struggle with the Yetzer Hara anymore. He wanted to be able to learn in peace. Hashem says, no, you can't. There's no such thing. That's Olam Haba. This world is about nisyonis, about overcoming. So if you could beat the Yetzer Hara, then you may as well die. You're done. So Hashem made it. What? Yeah, but so then what are you battling? So there's no challenge. The whole purpose of life is to defeat the challenges. So Zokhtar Shach, that the pshat is that if you could defeat the Yitzhar, you defeated him.
Right, what I'm saying is there are challenges in life.
Those are all the Yitzhar. Once you defeated the Yitzhar, you're done. No challenges other than that. So
Hashem does want to hear our tefillos when we say that in davening.
He wants to hear it.
Right, the person's dead, then who's going to
pray? That's what I'm saying. So what's going on? So in order to keep us alive, Hashem set up.
Because I'm saying we have.
He says that the ikar tachas of a person is to keep on, like the Mesiyos Yisharim says, that the person was put on this world to beat Nisyonis. That's Mesiyos Yisharim. So says of Shach, that's why Hashem made the system like this. That the word is Hashem sets you up within His sign. And He gives you this much Siyata Deshmaya to beat this level Nisayan. The second that you beat the Nisayan, Yutaka came out on top, Hashem now makes the Nisayan a little harder. He takes away a little bit of the Siyata Deshmaya. Now you can't beat it yourself. You still need the Siyata Deshmaya. But I'm going to make it a little hard. I'm going to take away a little bit of the Siyata Deshmaya. Until he keeps on taking away, and you've trained yourself in your own koiches to do it. But there's never a point that you'll come 100% with your own kaychas. There's always a point that you'll need Hashem to help you. But Hashem take Hashem every time can make the Nisayon a little greater by taking away a little bit more of the Sat of Dishmai. That's what he says. He says that's Pshat in the Gemara that lost the Lavoi, the Tzadikim and the Hashem are going to go to the Oil Mahemes, and Hashem is going to show them that Hashem is going to show the Tzadik Ahar and the Yetzihara, and they're both going to cry. Right? The Tzadik and the Rosh are both going to see the Yetzihara, they're both going to cry. The Tzadik is going to say, this is the Tzadik is going to see a huge mountain. So this is the mountain that I had, that Yetzihara, and I was able to overcome it, and he starts crying. The Rosh is going to see a Chut HaSayra, a little hair, and says, this is the Yetzihara that I had, I could never beat it, and he's going to start crying. So the Gemara is very strange. You think that the Yetzihara of the Rosh is much worse than the Yetzihara of the Tzadik. What's a Tzadik need already? The Tzadik has no Yetzihara. He doesn't want to do anything bad. The Rosh is the one with the Yetzihara. So
it's just too easy. The Tzadik is the one we really need.
Right, so he says Pakeret. Because the Rosh never won the first Nisayan. So he's getting this much Sa'at and Dishmaya to beat something with this little. All he needed was that little Koiches to do it. And he never did it. The Tzadik for Karet, he has to keep on putting his own Koiches. Anyway, it's a little off topic, but that's the idea. The idea is that a person needs Sa'at and Dishmaya to fulfill in Ruchnias, but you have to be Boicher. And you show Hashem what your Bechir is by davening. So this tefillah, you're stelling avek, what you want your day to be like, that's your Bechira for the day, to show Hashem what you really want out of the day.
It's a Bechira for everyone else.
Well, it's for you.
I mean, for you to daven for everyone else.
Well, if you want to daven for other people, but worry about yourself in the beginning.
Isn't what you said, we're all a raven?
I'm saying we're all a raven, but you can't daven for someone else if you didn't daven for yourself yet. So for sure you got to have yourself in mind. Like Rabbi Sol Salanter said, is that when you're Mamluch Hashem on the whole world, don't forget about yourself, and you're included in that. Right? So, that's a good point, right? Yeah. So now, okay, let's continue. So you say, V'al tashleit banu, and do not allow al tashleit banu yetzer hara. Don't make the yetzer hara have shlita, have control over us. V'harchikeinu, and take us away from a bad influence. Me'achikenu, me'adam ra, me'chavera, me'dabkenu, be'yetzer ha'toiv, v'ma'isim toiv. You should take us away from the bad ashpois and put us together with the good things. Now, why is he busy with all the bad influences, bad friends, bad neighbors, and all that? Because the pshat is that even after a person is boicher b'toiv, but a person can get influenced by his surroundings. And therefore, even though I'm being boicher b'toiv, but my bechira could be influenced by those people around me, so you daven to HaKadosh Baruch Hu that he should protect you from any bad influence. And those are the two things you could daven for. You could daven Hashem. The two purposes of davening for Ruchnias is, one is for the bechira, and also the other thing is that you're davening that Hashem should protect you from any bad influence that would take away your natural tendency to do the right thing. Okay? Now, then you say an interesting lashon. You say, v'choyfes yitzreinu lehishtabed loch. Now, v'choyf is like a language of you should force. Our yetzer, coerce. Well, that's what he said? Coerce our yetzer to be meshubit, to serve you. Okay? Now the question is, we say two things here. We say al tashleit banu yetzer hara. Don't let the yetzer hara be shoylet over us. And then it says v'choyfes yitzreinu lehishtabed loch, and coerce our yetzer. So what's the difference between coercing our yetzer and being don't let the yetzer be shoylet over us? It's the same thing. If you're not going to let the yetzer be shoylet over us, that means you're saying that let us be shoylet over the yetzer. What? No? Okay, so that's one shot. So in the Sif Sei Chaim, he deals with this question.
Well, it doesn't say love by Yatashay by Yitzhak.
Yeah, so what's going on there?
Yeah, that actually the word love.
Right, that's true. So
to be good, but you want to be good to Hashem.
That's true. So So he says over here in the Siddur Agra, but he brings it in the Sifsei Chaim. Okay? On page Ayin. The whole piece on page Ayin starts on Samach Tes. So he says over there, like this. Okay, we'll stop with this piece because it's a long idea. But basically, it's a yusoid, which is that a person has to understand something. What is the Yetzer Hara? Is the Yetzer Hara like an external koyach of a malach, or like some sort of koyach within the person that's like Hashem puts in forces that would kind of pull a person to do bad things? Yetzer Hara. Or is the Yetzer Hara really nothing more than your bad midas? It's the bad midas within the person. Okay, it's the tendency, the natural tendency of the person that's towards gashmius. A person's created as a physical person, so the natural tendency of a person towards physicality that pulls him away from spirituality. That's the Yetzer Hara. This is a big
more like animalistic.
Yeah, but this is what the Yetzer. The Yetzer is my koyach of internal koyach that pulls me away from my Ribbono Shel Olam. But it's a natural thing. Jesus, the Kadmoinim clear this shaila. This is already brought down many many Kadmoinim. Rabbi Saul Salanter brings it also, and Rabbi Saul Salanter says they're both true. They're both true. First of all, a person has to learn Musar in order to be able to control their tendencies in their. But there's also an element that a person had, there's kirchus in the Bria that Kadosh Baruch Hu made that will pull a person away if he doesn't fight them. So the Siddur Agro wants to say is that that's the two elements that we're davening against over here. It's a very interesting idea. It says, Al Tashlit Bonu Yetzer Hara. Don't bring us the Yetzer Hara that we always know about. That's going, don't be mashal, don't make that a shlita over us. But the other thing is, v'choifes yitzreinu, allow us, so that you're just asking, keep him away. I don't want it. But then you say, v'choifes yitzreinu, our internal koiches that we have, a person has midah of gaiva. You should be koif the gaiva, you should be able to give me the ability to subject the gaiva, gufa, to be meshubet to Hashem. That the gaiva itself should be meshubet to Hashem. Okay, so that's the two elements. The element is so there's two parts here. There's the one is al tashli bonu yetzer hara, but there's another thing. V'choif es yitzreinu lehishtabed lach. Allow us to coerce our own koiches, to channel all of our koiches down to the avodas Hashem. So that's the two elements over here. But al kaponim, I think the yisoid of this tefillah is the inyan of Bechira. The inyan to be boicher, betoyev, at the beginning of the day, and not allow us to get caught up with what's going on. You have to say this tefillah with kavana and say, Hashem, I'm being boicher today in the right mahalach. And that's going to give a person siat d'shmaya that Hashem then will be able to give you the siat d'shmaya that you need that you would not be able to get had you not been boicher, betoyev. Okay.
Yeah. Wow. Well, I mean, it's a cover.